Time for StoryCorps Phoenix, the project that records the stories of everyday people. The StoryCorps mobile booth is parked at the Phoenix Art Museum and has been busy. Today, we hear a conversation with Sandra Day O'Connor and her son, Scott. Sandra grew up in a rural town on a working ranch. Before her judicial career, she spent her childhood riding horses and raising cattle. She and her eldest son, Scott O'Connor, came to StoryCorps Phoenix to talk about Sandra's early life.
Your parents, whom we called M.O. and D.A., sent you to live with your maternal grandmother, Mamie Scott Wilkie, in El Paso, Texas, for your elementary and high school years. What was it like to live with her at that time?
I didn't enjoy that. I enjoyed being on the ranch. And the reason I was sent to my grandparents in El Paso was to go to school. We didn't have a school near the ranch that enabled me to be driven there every day, and there wasn't a decent school in any nearby town that my mother could rent a house and live in the town and take me to school. And for that reason, they decided to send me off to grandparents in El Paso to go to school.
What was Grandmother Wilkie like? I only remember little bits and fragments of stories, but whenever her name came up, people kind of smiled, like maybe she was a bit eccentric. What was she like?
Well, she was a character. If her eyes were open, her lips were moving. She was a nonstop talker, and it was very difficult to be with her all the time because she just never stopped talking for a minute. When it was time to go to sleep at night, I had to finally ask her if maybe she could leave and go to her own bed, because I was hoping to get to sleep. It was very challenging to be with Grandmother Wilkie.
Remind me of what it was like to go shopping with her in downtown El Paso in the 1930s. I remember something about her parking practices.
Well, she did the driving, and it was funny. Actually, she spent a lot of her childhood in Mexico. Her father ran a freight service to the mines in northern Mexico. She spoke Spanish before she spoke English, and she enjoyed shopping in Mexico. In those days, it was very easy to cross the border, and we did most of our shopping in Juarez, not in El Paso.
The story I remember had something to do with her just parking her car right in the middle of the street and going into the store and leaving you there to deal with the police.
She was kind of a character, and she thought whatever she did was fine, and she could always talk any policeman out of anything. She just started talking, and finally the policeman would throw up his hands and say, "All right, Mrs. Wilkie, go on."
So that was where you got your first respect for the law.
I don't know. It was great.